Now this week, a team of Nigerian delegates are here to see firsthand how we in Wales support people with spina bifida and hydrocephalus. Now they hope to be able to find out how they can improve the life expectancy for babies born with the conditions back in Nigeria. Now spina bifida is a birth defect in the development of the spinal cord, which can lead to paralysis, and hydrocephalus, which is when fluid accumulates in the brain. Well, here to tell us more is Kate Steele, acting CEO of Shine, which is Europe's largest charity, which deals with both of those conditions, and Afolabi Fajamilo from the Festus Fajamilo Foundation in Nigeria. Good to have you both with us. Thank you very much indeed for coming in.
Thank you.
I hope I pronounced your name right as well. Good. It's a struggle this early in the morning. Right, glad to hear that. Kate, first of all, just tell us about what's done here in Wales and the UK. We're particularly good at dealing with this.
Well, we're one of the countries that's more advanced in supporting people with the conditions in terms of the health services are very good. In Wales, we've got about 750 people with spina bifida and or hydrocephalus. I will say and or because hydrocephalus can occur on its own without spina bifida. And so people across the country are able to access the very good health services. We've got good education, and people with the conditions are much more integrated into life than perhaps in places such as Nigeria.
Has it always been like that, or is that something that recently we've started to do?
No, this is something that's been developing over the years, particularly with the advancement of health and health services. Many years ago, children didn't live much longer than childhood, if at all, after a few years. But now, with the treatment, people are living into their 50s, 60s, 70s and 80s.
Afolabi, what is it like in Nigeria? What sort of treatment do people get for this?
Gareth, that life is still miserable living with these conditions in Nigeria, because I'm coming from an environment where there's no NHS. No kind of benefits. People are not aware of these conditions. There are still much of cultural and spiritual sentiments attached to issues of medical of this nature. So you still have children born with this condition and sent home from the hospital in Nigeria, and nobody cares for them. So the whole burden is on the families, and parents have got to move from one place to the other, and because of this, a lot of these children are born with this condition are abandoned, and it has caused a separation amongst husband and wives. So I would say we are not there as regards assessing care for by people living with this condition in Nigeria.
Am I right in saying your son has spina bifida?
Yes.
And how is he?
Yeah, he was diagnosed at the age of 2 months, and he's now 10 years. And I will tell you that the first 2 years of his life was, like I mentioned, life was miserable for my wife and I. We had to move from one place to the other in search of, what to do, the steps to take. Despite the level of education of myself and my wife, so we never knew anything called hydrocephalus or spina bifida before, prior to his birth. But after 2 years, I went on the internet and, I saw people in the UK and US, how people have had this condition from their childhood and, are living with condition and, doing things, various profession. So it came upon me to, if it could be achieved in advanced countries, why can't we achieve such in Nigeria? So yeah, that's why, the foundation was came about.
Kate, if you're going to give any advice at all to people in Nigeria, people like Afolabi, is there one thing you'd say that they could immediately do that would start to change things?
I think just connect as much as possible with other organisations and with individuals, and it's really a lot about education, raising awareness, so that once people hear that how things are achieved elsewhere, then there's hope and inspiration for people with the conditions.
Well, thanks both for coming in. Great to speak to you, Kate. Thank you. And Afolabi, enjoy your stay in Wales as well. I hope you learn lots and can take it all back to Nigeria.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.